The war in Syria is 10 years old this month, and while the bombing and shelling may have stopped, the refugee crisis has not. Up to half of the population has been displaced. Now today, aid agencies working on the front line will tell an Oireachtas committee that suffering in Syria is now at its worst level in a decade. Dr. Ruba Meissen is founder of the Sawa Charity for Syrian Refugees in Lebanon, and she'll be among the NGOs to address the committee. She's speaking to us now from her home in Turkey. Dr. Meissen, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, Ireland.
And you will be talking to our parliamentary committee later on today. But is there that danger that when the bombs and the bullets fall silent and the world is gripped by a pandemic, that the huge difficulties that Syria is facing, that they fall down the agenda and they become forgotten?
I mean, unfortunately, we live today in a world where there is more and more problems in every country. There are humanitarian crises and natural disasters happening every day. And it's true that it's been 10 years today since the Syrian people went out to the streets to demonstrate for their freedom and dignity. It's been 10 years on the ongoing geopolitical war that's happening on our soil. However, the problems haven't stopped. We're still living in very precarious situation, facing so many dangers day in and day out. And unfortunately, today Syria seems not to be on the world priority list anymore.
So what are the problems that Syrians are facing, and facing both within the country and in refugee camps in Lebanon, where you are, and elsewhere?
Out of 20 million Syrians today, there are 12 million that are amongst displaced or refugees, half of them inside the country and half of them in neighboring countries, some of them also abroad in Europe. Those who are living in the country are living in a country where the war is ongoing. The dictator that is ruling over Syria is still very much in power. The armed factions still in Syria. There is a hyperinflation in the country, lack of services, lack of water, lack of sanitation. When it comes to neighboring countries, Syria's neighboring countries are also developing countries with very bad infrastructure in the country itself, very bad services. In Lebanon, for instance, as you may know, there is also hyperinflation, very scarce resources, and most of the refugees living in tents. In winter, for example, they have to move once or twice or three times every year because their tents get wet from the water, their children are out of school, and they face very, very hard conditions, whether inside Syria or in neighboring countries.
And is there a move now by countries like Lebanon or Turkey to repatriate refugees because Syria is seen as a more peaceful place?
Unfortunately, like everywhere else in the world, refugees are becoming yet another card in the hands of politicians that they use, a divisive card that they use to gain voters on their end or to blame or scapegoat their own problems on. So in Lebanon now, with a failed economic system, very difficult conditions, and in Turkey it's the same, the refugees are always being blamed for all these problems. And there are real talks about returning these refugees home, but returning these refugees home means that they risk being kidnapped, they risk being forcibly disappeared, they risk being imprisoned for their political views. They also risk men risk being taken forcefully into military service to fight their own brothers and sisters in Syria. And a lot of people don't want that. In addition, a lot of the Syrians are just humans, and a lot of the parents don't want to go back to Syria because simply there are no school infrastructures for their children. There are no hospitals today. Okay. Most of Syrian cities are, on the ground, so they want at least the basic services to be there for them to return.
And is that your message to Irish parliamentarians today?
I mean, my message, first of all, to all the Irish population is thank you so much for your generosity. I think Ireland has always been a generous contributor and stands in, with all the just causes. We have been working in the past years with the support of Tokra, an Irish, well, very well-known, you know, organizations where Irish people have been generously donating for us. But also my message for the Parliament is Ireland today is on the has a seat in the UN Security Council, and, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. So we really count on Irish politicians to work and put all their effort into stopping the war in Syria so that people can indeed go back to their country where they want to be. But also that the humanitarian crisis isn't over, as I said. So we still count on generous governments to support refugees in neighboring countries, but also to increase the number of refugees resettled into other countries.
Dr. Ruba Meissen, thank you for your time this morning on Morning Ireland. It's 12 minutes to 8.